This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
Some new details on the lucky winner of the $1.9 million ticket sold at the Marina Safeway in San Francisco. Turns out it's a store employee who works in the bakery. He picked five of the six Mega Millions numbers. His manager tells us all of his colleagues are excited for him.
I believe I was screaming for joy. All of my employees started congregating around the customer service center to congratulate him.
Well, the Mega Millions jackpot is now a whopping $900 million. Since no one has claimed the prize, the next drawing is on Friday. So, would you return to work if you won $1.9 million? We ask you all on Twitter. 62% of you said yes, you would. Only 38% said no.
We're keeping an eye on a developing situation in Fremont. This construction site has been shut down for the day. Officials are investigating what caused a tower made of steel rebar to topple over, sending three construction workers to the hospital, one of them with critical injuries. Chopper 5 was overhead the job site of off Durham Road near 680. You can see that collapsed 20-foot tower. Officials say it was 1,000 pounds of rebar that fell on top of the workers.
Yeah, they climb the tower, they clip onto the top, and what they do is then they tie in these towers to make them much stronger. So as they put their cement pillars, as they put up base layers, as they put up walls, this is part of that construction. So it was probably in the most vulnerable part of its construction that these individuals were clipped to.
The construction company says the tower was set into a concrete foundation and they had every reason to believe it could handle the weight of two people. Cal OSHA is handling the investigation.
New details now on a shooting near San Francisco's aquatic park. We have just learned a second suspect has been arrested and a firearm recovered at the scene about 9:30 last night. One suspect was shot by a U.S. Park police officer and is still in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The park police officer was not hurt. Police have yet to tell us what led up to the shooting. Right now, they're asking for the public's help with any details involving the case.
New developments now on Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. According to a New York Times report, newly leaked audio found Khashoggi was brutally tortured and beheaded and died within minutes. Khashoggi walked into a Saudi consulate in Istanbul 2 weeks ago. Turkish officials say that's where his killers were waiting for him. Earlier today, President Trump said the U.S. asked Turkey for any audio or video relating to the missing journalist.
We've asked for it if it exists. I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does, possibly does. They're an important ally, but I want to find out what happened. Where is the fault?
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the U.S. after traveling to Turkey and Saudi Arabia. Pompeo says Saudi leaders gave him their word they would conduct a thorough investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance. The journalist had previously criticized Saudi Arabia's crown prince and reportedly feared for his life.
President Trump taking aim at California once again, this time over the state's handling of wildfires. Scientists believe that climate change and rising temperatures are making California's fires worse. But the president lashed out at California's leadership, saying they need to clean up the state's forests to prevent fires from spreading. The president also threatened to cut off federal aid for firefighting.
What's happening should never happen. I go all over the country and I meet with governors. The first thing they say is there's no reason for forest fires like that in California. So I say to the governor or whoever's going to be the governor of California, better get your act together, because California, we're just not going to continue to pay the kind of money that we're paying because of fires that should never be to the extent, but it's costing our country hundreds of billions of dollars because of incompetence in California.
President said aid to California costs, you heard it there, hundreds of billions of dollars. Actually, here's the truth. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, total federal firefighting costs were less than $3 billion in 2017.
Today marks the 29th anniversary of the Loma Prieta earthquake. The 6.9 earthquake violently shook the Bay Area. KPIX5 was covering the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants as they faced off in the World Series. And this is what viewers saw.
The Oakland A's take We were out in the parking lot, and I remember watching those microwaves on the top of trucks start to swing like this, and the concrete was going like this.
This evening on KPIX 5, hear from the people who were there as our Ken Bastida takes us back to the 15 seconds that gave everyone in the Bay Area a gigantic shake. Well, many people around the Bay Area have their own Loma Prieta story. Some viewers recounted their tales on our Facebook page. Tina Barcy from Daly City says she remembers she was at the World Series game at Candlestick. She was an usher working on the visitor side, covering the box seats. Evelyn Wilson Van Hooser from Rodeo recounts a harrowing tale. Her husband worked at a trucking company directly under the Cypress structure, and he was one of the first to get a ladder and start helping people. And Jennifer Locker recounts a story from her husband, who was in downtown San Francisco, who remembers glass and bricks falling to the ground as well as the streets rolling.
Wow. Yeah, it's going to be a hard day, Brian Hackney, to forget.
Where were you the moment it happened?
I was watching, sitting down to watch the game at home. I had worked a very hard day.
Yeah.
And then wanted to relax. I ended up underneath the kitchen table because the whole house started shaking.
Yeah.
And then I proceeded to get up and go back to work.
Yeah. Were you doing the mornings then?
I was doing reporting at KCBS.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, you were at KCBS then. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what a long, strange road it's been.
Yeah. Where were you?
Oh, my girlfriend wanted to go on vacation to watch the leaves turn. So I missed the biggest story of my life. Is, you know, I'm out on the East Coast. And we went into a bar, frankly, and there's this huge monitor showing the World Series game. And I see this thing that looks like the Cypress structure. And I go, why are they showing the Cypress structure during the World Series?
Oh, man.
And I looked at it more closely and said, oh, my God, it's pancaked. Oh. And that's when I said, next flight out. But by then, you know, the big story had already passed, and here we are now. Hmm. I'm not going to ask where you were. I'm sure it's a little bit.
I remember watching it on TV. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, I wasn't here. I was down in my house in Southern California.
I can imagine you must have been. Anyway, memorable day, and Mr. Bastida is going to have a look back on the news at 6 tonight. All right, let's have a look at the numbers around the Bay Area. Right, it's still 80 degrees at Concord. Oakland, 69. Livermore is at 81. San Francisco is at 61. And San Jose, 74. And Santa Rosa is at 73. Tonight, we're going to get down to the upper 40s and low 50s. Sun up tomorrow morning at 7:21. It still is very pleasant weather in the Bay Area this week. We're dead on cue for where we should be in San Francisco. Oakland's about 3 degrees warmer than average. And San Jose at 80 is 5 degrees warmer than average. Still very nice around the Bay Area. And we're going to be looking for those numbers to begin to come down as we get toward the latter half of the week. We'll have all the details in that traditional old-fashioned broadcast at 5 o'clock, gang.
Sounds good, Brian. Thank you. And thanks for the memory. Today, San Jose State University honored the 50th anniversary of when two former students took a stand for civil rights during the 1968 Olympics in Mexico City. John Carlos, there they are, Tommy Smith, raising their fists in the air as they received their gold and bronze medals to protest racism and injustice against African Americans here in the United States. The two men look back on that event a half century later.
We wanted to do something that would be profound, yet still nonviolent, that would radiate throughout society.
Yeah, their move, their act of defiance, remains a pivotal point in history. Currently, there's a statue on the San Jose State University campus honoring the two men.
I'm Dennis O'Donnell. Here's the latest in Bay Area sports. The Warriors won their season opener. They are on pace to go 82-0. But let's be honest. Last night at Oracle was all about what happened before the game. The players' rings were dropped from the rafters. I guess when you win three titles in 4 years, you got to get creative to make each ring unique. But that wasn't the only difference. This time, Steph Curry also made sure to include the Warriors' longtime equipment man, Eric Housen.
This is long overdue. There's a guy who has not been a part of the ring ceremony these last three times, but he's been here for 30 years. So he started when he was in the sixth grade. We want to invite Eric Housen to come up and get his ring. He's our equipment manager. He does everything for our team. So we want you to have this moment, big fella.
Yeah, maybe the coolest moment of the night. Housen joined the Warriors as a ball boy in 1985. And after the game, Housen was still in shock about being included. When Steph made that announcement, did you expect it?
I had no idea. I mean, that's a players and coaches moment, you know, and to be included in that was incredible, like once in a lifetime moment. And just the amazing person that Steph is off the court.
And those guys were pushing you around then.
Yeah, I think they knew I was shocked to be out there because, you know, like I said, that's a player-coach thing, you know. It's not, I don't get any buckets or rebounds or anything like that. So, you know, to be out there with them in their moment is pretty amazing.
Tell me, because you've been here about 30 years, so yeah. You've seen the roller coaster, the ups and downs. What does it mean to you to see what's going on now, having endured what you did?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could win for a few more years and I'd still have a losing record, all that losing. But it's tremendous to be, you know, on the bottom and watch it come full circle.
Yeah, you can bet that Housen will be back next season. Kevin Durant, we're not so sure. This upcoming free agency will be a storyline all season with everybody looking for clues, no matter how subtle, to which way he might be leaning next summer. So take that last night, for instance. Durant, not Curry, was introduced last to receive his ring, a spot usually reserved for the team's star player. Was this the Warriors' way of showing Durant how much he means to them? One thing is for sure, Durant won't be explaining his every move this season.
What do you think of being the last one as far as the player being named?
I don't know. What'd you think?
It's not me. I was like, does it mean anything special or anything?
I mean, you asked the question like it did. No.
And then there's this. Durant posted this picture of himself with two rings to Instagram. His brother Tony commented, quote, "Yes, sir, brother, filling the hand up before we get out of here," unquote. let the daily soap opera begin. The Rams are the only undefeated team left in the National Football League, so Sunday's game with the 49ers is a mismatch on paper, but Sean McVay is taking a little page out of Bill Walsh's playbook and pumping up the lesser opponent. So when asked about facing the 49ers, McVay said, quote, "It's going to be a phenomenal challenge for us." Tom Savage joined the 49ers for practice today. He will be the team's third string quarterback. It's been a whirlwind few days for Savage, who's still learning his way around the facility.
I got here. When did I get here? My mind's all. I got here last night or 2 nights ago.
Is your head like scrambled eggs right now? Like, wow. Just
yeah, I don't know where the bathroom is right now, but I'm still learning these plays. So.
Savage, third-string quarterback for the 49ers. Now, you can often tell a person's age by his or her expression. Steve Kerr's reaction to getting his ring starts the top five.
Holy mackerel, look at that thing.
Maddie Kerr, embarrassed by her dad, tweeted, "Holy mackerel, what are you, 90 years old?" Steve quickly replies, "Would Holy Toledo have been more hip?" Yeah. Red Sox starter David Price wrecking the bullpen mound. His wife Tiffany wasn't impressed with her husband cleaning. She tweeted, "Funny, I've never seen you do that at home." Number three, Jimmy Butler will be in the T-Wolves lineup tonight, despite asking to be traded last month, making things just a little awkward with his teammates and media in Minnesota.
Jimmy, can you tell us why you wanted to be traded?
No, I cannot.
Do you still want to be traded?
Maybe.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, I can't. Thank you, though.
Is it a small group of teams that you'd want to be traded to, or a big group? Does it matter much?
Why y'all so focused on this trading stuff? We got a game in, 3 days, 2 days?
Yeah. Just tell us that you want to be here for the year.
Or tell me your social security number. Like, there's just things you don't want to say.
You think we got it bad with Durant? Wow. That is Boston's Jackie Bradley Jr. with a grand slam to help give the Sox a 2-1 series lead against the Astros. Former Red Sox star David Ortiz, now working for Fox Sports, was jacked out of his mind.
Come on, bro.
I love
love him.
That was a great moment. He looks slim and trim, too, right?
Yeah, he looks good.
Really
well,
good.
Don't you remember that interview with him where he talks about every day before a game he'd have this big lunch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what he had in the big lunch, but the big lunch. He was so cute about it.
Yeah. And he looked that way when he stepped up to the plate, right? But he looks fantastic now, and obviously he still bleeds Boston Red Sox color.
A bit of trivia today, okay, before we wind this up. The third guy on the podium with Tommy Smith and John Carlos in 1968. They had their fifth year.
The third guy, who was he?
You see him in the photo.
I know, because he wasn't raising his arm.
But he had
a great relationship in the subsequent years with John Carlos.
Right, and he wore a patch on his track shirt after that, supporting them.
What was his name?
He was from Australia. He won the silver medal. Peter Norman.
Peter Norman.
That'll win you a big lunch.
Yeah, I bet.
Peter Norman, yeah. He retired shortly thereafter, but...
I had a long interview with John Carlos a couple of years ago regarding that moment. Quite fascinating, and he went into this relationship with Norman over the past 20 years or so, developed a tight bond about that moment.
It was an interesting day, an interesting statement by those athletes.
Well, we stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock every day on CBSSF.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.